This night, the referee is going to be the most important man in the ring other than the fighters.
You went in. You went in. Huh?
Come on, Roy. You got to, Johnny, you got to f***ing do it. You got to do this. And Roy is doing everything, man. Come on.
Norman Stone just called his fighter Roy.
Get this motherfucker.
This is it, John.
Fight him. Go and get him. Go on, fight this guy.
Get your hands up. You think you go to the body, you come up to the head.
Come up to the head.
Fight him.
Come on, Johnny.
Fight him.
He's taking your title away from you.
The referee sucks.
All you work for.
The ref sucks.
Fight him.
The referee.
Come on. Get
out there. Fight him.
Come on.
Fight him. The referee sucks.
Come on, Johnny.
The referee sucks.
The gentee.
See what you're all about now, all right? Let me see what you're all about.
Come on, come on, come on.
One more round.
Get out of our corner. Get out of our corner. Get out of our corner.
Fight behind
I'm going to fight up. You better on.
I'm going to fight behind you.
I'll take
the He held the whole fight.
Johnny, come on and go get him, Johnny.
He held the whole fight. Come on.
Come out there.
Come on. That's why you pissed off at Cortez. You said you would have taken a point.
Now I know.
You got to keep
your arms.
Get in the
back. One of the good things that's happening is here, we'll probably never have to see Norman Stone again.
That'd be good.
Larry was wrong. We ended up seeing Norman Stone again. They call him Stoney, this and that. Of course, I remember when I did the Evander Holyfield, John Ruiz fight at the Paris Hotel. What was it, 2004? 2000. Of course, Evander Holyfield winning that day. But the bottom line is John Ruiz, the most unheralded heavyweight champion in the history of boxing, without a doubt, and he lost to Roy Jones Jr., of course, was a middleweight moving up, so that says a lot about him. Bottom line is, let's take it to the UK and bring him boxing's number one ambassador. I'm talking about Mr. Kenny Rainford. And Kenny, how are you? How's your daughter doing?
Oh, they're all doing great. Everyone's doing fine.
That's good. And let's talk about last night's fight, of course. Did you stay up to watch that this morning?
I watched it on replay this morning.
Okay. And you're impressed? Were you impressed with Mr. Kambosos? I certainly was.
Oh, man, he came to win that fight. He came to win that title, win them titles, should I say. And you know, Lopez fell for the trap. He told him what he was going to do. He was waiting for him. And for me, Lopez fought a great fight, but a bad fight at the same time. Early on, he showed the right hand, showed it. Kambosos countered it to death with the left hook. But the ninth and tenth round, when Lopez came to life, I think if he'd have put the gas down, there's a chance in the tenth that he could well have stopped Kambosos.
He didn't have the gas, Kenny. He doesn't have the gas at 135. No. He doesn't have it.
No, you're right. But I'm just, in an ideal world, if he had it, you know, the opportunity was there and he missed it.
Well, he says he has problems making 135 pounds. This was his first title offense. Of course, they had five or six postponements, this and that. But you know what? He should have got himself a dietitian. I mean, he should have done this professionally. In other words, I don't know if his father was running the diet and cooking for him and things like that. But he should have done it as professional as he could. I don't know if they did a street or they did a professional. But the bottom line is, at the end of the night, he definitely lost. Of course, now we've got, you know, I thought it was so great that the champion called out Devin Haney right afterwards. I mean, there's been a log jam in 135 pounds with these guys not wanting to do things, not wanting to fight each other. All the big names in 135, they need to fight.
Oh, yeah. But we're back to the age-old statement, though. Boxing today is more of a business than fighting the number one contender.
Okay, well, all right. I can go with you to that extent. But is Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford, if that happens, and both these guys hook it up, they're undefeated at 147 pounds. Crawford's 34 now, and Spence is 31. How does Sir Kenny see that?
I see that as a great fight, and I really do hope we do get to see it. And I'm not sure at this moment in time which way I would go on that. I really wouldn't. Okay. I really wouldn't. I'm tending to lean towards to Spence in a slight way, but it wouldn't surprise me if Crawford beat him.
Okay, so here's what's up. If you stick with Spence, you and I could bet a soda on that one.
Yeah, okay, we'll go with that.
We'll bet a soda on that one. Now, boxing, Larry Merchant, I talked about this a little bit earlier, but boxing's been on a roll. All these fights have been in sold-out, packed arenas, even though last night's arena only held a few 5,000 people, something like that. But the bottom line is, there have been packed-out arenas all around the world. Boxing's back. If they put the fights together, people will come out. Are promoters starting to? Do you think promoters are going to learn from this, or are they going to go back to sticking it to us next year?
I think at this moment in time, we've got to mention that that horrible thing, the pandemic again. That's showing its face in Europe again. Oh, hopefully, it doesn't come back with a vengeance. I think promoters are still in that climate of being weary and scared of something going down. But boxing is not the same without a crowd. You need a crowd at a boxing
show. No doubt about it. You brought up COVID. Claire Burke is a boxing manager extraordinaire from Detroit, in the Detroit area. She got vaccinated and then she got the COVID. She got COVID this week and she said she gave it to her daughter, which was unfortunate. But she didn't end up in the hospital. She got COVID and didn't end up in the hospital. This is why you want to get vaccinated, so you don't end up in the hospital afterwards.
Yeah, this is the big thing. That, you know, I know several people in the nursing industry, and they're telling people, listen, the vaccine doesn't stop you from getting the COVID. What it does, it stops you from getting accelerated side effects of the COVID. You know, the loss of the use of lungs, the heart defects that can come from it.
Yeah.
This is what people have got to understand and be educated about. The vaccine is not a cure. It's merely a preventative measure. If you do get it, reducing the risks of the damage caused by it.
Why do you think, you're in the UK, I'm here in the United States, why do you think that's so hard to get across to people, to a certain percentage of the population? They don't want to get vaccinated. What world are they living in?
To be fair, Pedro, what a lot of people, there's loads of scaremongering in this country. There's quite a few people, athletes, that have developed heart defects just lately. And they're saying, "Oh, have you been double jabbed?" Yeah, I've been double jabbed, and they're linking it to all this kind of stuff. They're also saying it's a vaccine that hasn't been tested long enough. And you're always going to get these scaremongers coming out with these statements. And you can understand, certain people who perhaps don't understand how a vaccine works. Going along with it.
But not after millions of people have died, and then we took the vaccine and we stopped dying to an extent. Those who took the vaccine are not dying.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is what they've got to be educated about, you know?
A good point. Yeah, that's nice that you put it that way, educated. Tyson Fury, what's he going to do next?
Well, he's got a short list at the moment of fighters he wants to fight. He's not going to be around for a long time, I'm afraid. He definitely wants Anthony Joshua, as we all know about that. He definitely wants Usyk. Mm-hmm. If that fight can be made, and he's also talking about a possible fight with in between fights, Andy Ruiz. He's interested in the Andy Ruiz angle because he beat Joshua. These are the fights that's going to motivate him to train as hard as he needs to with all the money he now has with being world champion.
Jim Lampley, the former face of HBO, called him a fat slob. Do you think that's fair?
He's just genetically put together that way. That's all. He trains hard. He's never out the gym. He's not what you would call a guy that trains to the point of exhaustion. He just plods his way through his training sessions, but he's always in the gym, always doing something. And he works reasonably hard, He's just he's just not put together well. He's not a Ken Norton. He's not a Ron Lyle. He's not one of those kind of, builds. He's just a guy that is enormously talented, enormously big, but unfortunately he's not an Adonis.
Okay. Now, a good point. Now, you are enormously talented. Last night you were refereeing where and when? What was going on?
I was refereeing some fights in Nottingham in a club there, and talk about a crowd. It was a sellout. Sellout like you wouldn't believe.
Were they wearing masks?
Nope.
Ooh.
Nope. Ooh. No, they weren't. Okay. Masks weren't obligatory, I'm afraid. No, they didn't wear masks.
Okay.
No.
Pound for pound right now, Kambosos has got to be mentioned on the pound for pound list because he beat one of the guys who's in the top five as far as Teofimo Lopez is concerned. Did we go too far in giving Lopez that rating? We give it to him too fast based on one fight?
I think we did because we just haven't seen enough of him at real, real high level. I don't think, Canelo for me is the pound for pound kid at the moment. Okay. Are we gonna see him making a mistake challenging cruiserweights? I think that could possibly be a step too far for him.
But if he loses to a guy that big, big deal.
Yeah. No one's gonna care. And there's been a fight announced in the UK for February 19th at the MEN Arena. Amir Khan against Kell Brook. The fight should have happened
10 years ago.
4 years ago.
Yeah, poor. You know, Kell Brook and I feel sorry for both those guys, Kell Brook and Amir Khan, but neither of them could take too well, and that might be the battle of the no chins.
Correct.
Anyway, Kenny, is your daughter riding competitively this week or what?
Not this week. She's been in training this week, but she's due to compete real soon. She got a first and a second last time out. She's doing great.
Fantastic. Continued success and good health to the entire family, Kenny.
God bless you, man.
The great Kenny Rainford, Boxing's UK Ambassador of Goodwill. No doubt about that, appearing exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Straight up, we'll talk with, take that back. We'll bring in Mike Tyson and Robin Gibbons after break. And, of course, we'll have some more fun. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.